Inside on Business, the news hour, is made possible with support of the Strudelhaus, the Metro's only authentic Austrian cafe, bakery, and wine bar, strudelhaus.com. And RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, with offices across the greater Des Moines Metro. Find them at realestateconcepts.net.
It is the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us on this, another Friday. It's getting close to the end of the State Fair, but today begins something else pretty exciting here in the greater Des Moines Metro. It is the beginning of Restaurant Week, and here to talk about that and more is our friend Chef Michael Leo from Das Strudelhaus.
Hello, yeah. Guten Nachmittag.
And good day to you, my friend. So, today, this all begins Restaurant Week. And is this the first time Strudelhaus has done it?
No, we did last year.
You did last year? Yeah. Okay. So, what's it like?
What is like? It's what the whole idea is, to showcase off your restaurants to, let's call it cheap, maybe, to a fair menu deal is maybe the best way to say it. And to show off your best creation meal, what your restaurant is about, for people maybe who have never been at your place before. So let's remember the DSM magazine. And it's actually a good idea to, that's about 29 or 28 restaurants this year, but they're participating. And people can go around to different restaurants, and then when they send in their tickets, where they win a prize.
Right. So the story is, ladies and gentlemen, Restaurant Week begins today, and we had Greg Edwards in from the Convention and Visitors Bureau a week or so ago, and he was talking about you collect at least 3 receipts and then send them in, and you could win stuff from the restaurants.
From the restaurants, and then from the DSM, there's a drip. Yeah, also involved, something like this involved there. Yeah,
everything's involved. Win.
Yeah.
Go eat.
But
and
it's
win.
Also a nice showcasing for people, for friends, when they go out and say, hey, let's try this different restaurants. And so it's kind of a fun event, really. And you go in and select your 3 courses, basically get 4 this time around, because I want to showcase our salad as well.
Got it.
And
okay.
And it's a nice way to give a boost for the holiday season, really, because the heat of the summer is almost over. We go into fall season, and so it's kind of nice to kick off our holiday season, really, in the restaurant industry.
You know, one of the things, I was watching your Facebook feed before you came in, and you, of course, had posted your menu on your Facebook feed. That has gotten a lot of interest. People, you know, they see the price, $28, right?
Yep.
For 4 courses at your restaurant. Yep. And they get pretty excited about that, and they want to go and try it out.
Yeah, and it's unique. You know, it's different, and it helps you to put out your name for people who never really pay attention to Strudelhaus or to any other restaurant is participating in there, and say, hey, there's a great opportunity to check something new, something different.
And what's nice about Restaurant Week as well is that this is featuring locally owned restaurants.
Yes. There's no chains or anything in there. It's all local, and it's a really great idea, I think, for it in general. So
yeah, it's been going on for years here in the Metro. So what's on tap for the Strudelhaus? What do you got for starting tonight?
We actually have we start with our German as an appetizer of German sausages, little sausage bites, so you can sample them through. Of course, a soup as well, and then we just do a tomato mozzarella. We're still in the summer a little bit, and the tomatoes are getting ready.
This is the soup, right?
The tomato mozzarella is just like a salad type, with basil and stuff.
It's basil, there you go.
And then you just have our European salad, what is all marinated and with yogurt.
We're just in
stuff.
The salad stuff.
Now we're in the salad stuff.
Wow.
And then the entrees, you have the beef rouladen. This is a typical German stuff.
Tell us about beef rouladen. What is that?
That's a German dish, really. It's a pounded out piece of beef. So you take a top sirloin and make it very skinny and flat, and then you put the call it a hot dog, we call it a frankfurter in there, and some pickles and some vegetables, and roll it, and then you pan fry it a little bit, and then sear it in a red wine sauce. And then
sounds
serve
good.
That, and people loved it, and served with spätzles and red cabbage. And then we have our Wiener Schnitzel and our cheese spätzles. A Jäger Schnitzel, that's what most people want anyway. Jäger Schnitzel is made with as a pounded out piece of meat again, really, like a tenderloin type.
What does Jäger mean?
Hunter.
Oh, okay. There you go.
And there's a mushroom sauce on there.
Yeah.
So, and also with spätzles and potatoes. And for dessert, you get then a Black Forest or ice cream, or you can have an apple strudel with vanilla sauce. It's a typical Austrian thing. Because I picked the dishes. What I picked is what is the most authentic, what is most often on our menu on year-round. That's what I want to showcase off to people, what is an Austrian dish, not German, but it's German Austrian cuisine. But it shows off what we're about and what most people of who come already buy by us.
Now, when you're picking various foods for like Restaurant Week that starts tonight, and it goes for I think 10 days or something. Were you motivated? You just said to feature things that are very common back home in Austria. This time of year, the late summer or early parts of fall, do the menus change?
Yeah, they change a lot.
Yeah, because
they change because you know people's eating habit change too. Because when it's 90 degrees out, who wants a creamy, heavy soup or something like this, or heavy sauce? And when it's then colder, it just people go into more like in a chocolate or nutty evening sauces and stuff like this, or cabbage taste and stuff. This summer, everybody wants light, fresh vegetables, and in fall, you can get away with heavier vegetables and stuff. So cooking changes with the season, especially in Europe and Austria. We really cook what the season provides you.
Well, that's the other thing that's really unique, I think, in Europe is many times you're cooking what's available from the farmers and from the fields at that moment.
Or even what you find yourself in the woods, because now it's mushroom season, the chanterelle mushrooms and stuff, and you go out there and like you do in spring here with the morel mushroom, you don't find a morel now, you know.
No.
So, in spring, you find them in the restaurants, on the menus and stuff. So that's what you really do.
So this all starts tonight, Restaurant Week. And it's, as we said, it's at least over 24 restaurants here in the greater Des Moines metro. And only 10 days. So you've got to be able to pick and choose and go to places that maybe you haven't been to before.
Yeah, and we also made 3 seatings because some people who have been to my restaurant before, they know we are small. And so I made 3 seatings. We start at 5, one for the early bird people, really. And then we have one at 6:30 and one at 7:45. So in 10 days, there's plenty of time to find for somebody to
own room
and space to bring them in. And it's really not a rush dinner to force people through. Normally, I like to have the slow dining because really when you come on a regular dime. But sometimes when you're special events, you just have to
move things
a little bit along.
What about wines what would you recommend?
For the wines, I just actually got a giant shipment of Austrian wines in. They come only once a year. So any wine really fits with, you know, we have wines from 25 different nations in the world. We have over 215 different variety of wines, and that just I have one of the better wine lists in the movie, I can say proudly.
Yeah,
because that's one of my passions on the side, and I like to drink it myself too.
Of course.
But any ones really with, you know, you have the white wines with the lighter dishes, and you have the heavy French red wines with like a beef roulade would fit very good with a little spiciness to it and stuff. So
you do have Austrian wines in time for...
Yeah, we actually just got them in. We have got
got
about 1,000 bottles of Austrian wine in just last week.
Uh-oh.
No, but they only come once a year, so you have to.
So you have to stock up.
Yeah, because you have to stock up. You just need them, and as an Austrian restaurant, you should have them.
You think?
And they're also good wines, so...
Very nice.
I sold them all last year and this year.
All right.
Let's see how it goes.
It is Restaurant Week. It all gets underway tonight. You know, I'm really impressed that you took the time to come down here and do this. You must be...
Yeah, but, you know, you have well-drained staff and stuff like this. So they take care of it and deal with it. And you hope they don't burn anything. But no, it will work all out excellently. So, and then we just hope people come over and we just ride down the ballpark on the other side of the hill over there.
That's right. Just a couple of blocks south of Principal Park on Indianola Avenue. It's 1951 Indianola Avenue. So
can't miss it. It's a yellow building.
It is a yellow building. Big black sign says Strudel House on it. Yeah, it's right there. All right. Well, it is a small restaurant. How many seats?
How many seats? We have 35 seats.
35.
I can't fit 40 comfortably, but officially it's 35 seats.
So
because we have a lot, the whole building on the inside there, we have a lot of benches along the walls.
Benches,
so you can fit it when you put a table between there, then you fit a little bit more. But comfortable, and I like those people sit comfortable.
Absolutely,
because that's one thing. When I'm tired from working, I go somewhere eating and you sit uncomfortable. It's no fun.
No fun at all. All right. It is Restaurant Week. Kicks off tonight throughout the greater Des Moines metro. Go find a restaurant. Pick it and enjoy and have a good time. $28 for all of that food that you just mentioned.
Yeah,
a great
you just
opportunity.
Go on strudelhouse.com or on our Facebook page and you see the whole menu there.
Okay.
On the strudelhouse on the Facebook.
Now,
you can see the
people
menu.
Have to have reservations?
I would recommend it.
Yeah.
It's not, but I would recommend it, especially when you have a party of 6 or more. to make sure we can fit you.
And you can do open table on your...
Open table. That's a lot of people do that. And open table allows you to show you what's still available and what is not.
Very nice. All right. So. It is Restaurant Week. Chef Michael Leal from the Strudel House going to be cooking stuff up tonight and for the next 10 days. Yeah.
One thing I forgot. If somebody does not want to eat just the menu, that just can have the entree as well. I'm not going to force everybody to eat a 3-4-course dinner. If they don't want to, that just can have the entree for a price too, of course.
So if
they just want to eat one course, that's fine with me too. I'm not going to deny people not to eat.
You've got to be able to feed them. That's the most important thing. Chef Michael Leo, the Strudel House Restaurant Week kicks off tonight. 10 days of gastronomic delights here in the greater Des Moines Metro. Thank you, Michael, for coming by.
And see you hopefully the next 10 days.
Absolutely. You know, we'll be there. All right, we've got to go. Coming up, we'll check out what happened today on the stock market report. What did happen on Wall Street today? That is next here on the Business News Hour.
I'm in no hurry.